This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
My website, danpilla.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
What's a green vest combo?
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. John is engineering in the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. And for those of you who are new to our broadcast classroom, there are about 250 of us here at USAprepares.com, experts in various areas. We are innovators, dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, editors, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, and none of us is capable of holding down a job. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor, and he starts out with the title of senior instructor, of which there are very few here at USAprepares.com. He's broadcasted nationally. You've heard him on many of the largest broadcasts in the world. His name is Cliff High. He is the inventor, the developer, the originator of the WebBot project. His website, halfpasthuman.com. And his current project we are discussing is called Asymmetric Linguistic Trends Analysis. Welcome, Cliff High.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I'm delighted you're with us this morning. Cliff, your report, your analysis, I've got it in my hands. It's well over 30 pages, and it discusses various things that the web is telling you through your proprietary algorithms and technology. Can you just take a minute or two and tell us what this technology is, what the probability of the forecast being correct are, and then let's go right into what you see happening.
Sure, no problem. I started this in 93. I had my software up and running in 1997. I did my first run then. I started perfecting it over time. It works on the theory that all humans are psychic, and 99% of us are not aware of it when it's occurring, but something from universe prompts us. And so we express that. We've got to get it out so we can go about our business. And I think that it shows up in our language choices. I can go into detail then if it's pertinent, but you just step outside your usual lexicon and use words that you don't normally do, and it's universe prompting you, and it has some prescience to it. And so my software goes out and gathers all of these prescient little bits off of all of the discussions we are all having on the Internet and aggregates them into a large trend forecast. And so it's broken up. I use everything at the interpretation level is done in what's known as fuzzy set theory or set theory logic. And so everything is chunked up into more or less related groups. And so, for instance, we view the world as being broken up into the actual physical part, the Terra entity, we call it, for the planet. We have the population split up. First, it's in a large set called global pop, and then it splits up into the various large regions. And so we have USA pop, Brazil population, and so on. And we, I go ahead and provide a breakdown of what we have as trends within the data sets for these various little sets. As we go further and further down, you can obviously break set theory down into minutia, but we don't go that far. We just take it down to what we think are practical lumps and provide some trends as to what's likely to happen to the USA pop or to the global population as a whole. And it's all based on a proprietary thing I call the emotive reduction engine, which assigns quantitative and qualitative values to human emotions. Bearing in mind, they're a guess. And so, and I sort of invented this stuff in 93, as I said, and have been perfecting it all along. But we're still a long way from having this be anything close to astoundingly accurate. But here's our situation. We're better than chance by at least twice. And when we're accurate, sometimes we are quite spectacularly so, because what we have a tendency to get is descriptions of the language that will be used about an event ahead of that event occurring. So we don't really get a discussion within the data of or description of a catastrophe. It's more like we get the description of the news lines and the headlines and the discussion after the catastrophe as everybody relates to it and releases all that emotion. Sort of makes sense?
Sure it does. And so, Cliff, please tell us what your emotive reduction engine is saying about Terra.
Well, we're in an expansion period within the planet. I've seen this since 1997. It got me thinking about the planet Earth in an entirely different way, seeing the results in the data. We're not going through climate change or any of that kind of thing. There's an underlying process that's ongoing that's a very long process, probably a 100,000-year cycle. And we're in the midst of one of these cycle turning points, if you will. So we're going to go through an expansion of the planet. Planet Earth is actually getting larger underneath our feet, as are all the planets in the solar system. And this is occurring because of the extra energy coming from the sun smashing down through us all and getting trapped in the inner cores of the planet, where it has to do something so it converts to matter and causes the planet to grow from the inside. A lot of proof of this coming out now. In any event, so we're going to go through spectacular or dramatic changes within the planet. We haven't really even seen the beginning of this, and over the next couple of hundred years, I'm sure we'll see how it's going to mature. But say for the next 30 years, we're in a very we're in a period of abrupt change where we'll see a reaction and then a sort of a calm period and then a reaction. So we might see a period where we have dozens of volcanoes go off, and then for a few years volcanoes settle down and something else occurs, splitting in the bottom of the ocean, that kind of thing. But we're going to get new lands rising in the ocean. Ocean levels are going to change as a result, but not horrifically so. It's not like the oceans are going to wash over the lands. However, there are going to be sea changes that are going to be difficult to deal with as new lands come on up and displace water. And this is just a part of a natural process that's ongoing throughout the entire process of the Earth's life.
As you say that, I'm thinking about a question that we have from one of our instructors on the East Coast. He lives in New Jersey, and he's concerned about is there parallel information indicating the lowlands of the East and the West Coast of the U.S. being submerged, as shown in the U.S. Navy map or Edgar Cayce's map?
There's information about them being overcome by water, but I don't use the word submerged because that implies a permanency. You have to understand that you're dealing with somebody who's spent a lot of time tuning language. So in my model sense, I'm very particular about how language is defined. So, yes, we see that there's going to be a lot of damage to low-lying areas, especially from the super storm surges that are going to hit us over these next 5 years. We have some significant problems with slough-off, if you will, on the West Coast, where big chunks of land are going to go sliding into the water, but it's not like a whole state is going to go. So, no, we won't end up with an Edgar Cayce kind of a map in our lifetimes insofar as what my data shows. However, we're going to have a lot of years where it will be very hazardous to live in a lot of areas that are low-lying, correct?
Okay, so is part of what you're talking about the snow melts? Is that what you're saying? These, for example, the snowstorm that the East Coast is starting
to experience? No, that's more of a temporary condition. That's going to affect us this year. But over time, the storms that we're going to be dealing with will be changing their patterns. So right at the moment, for instance, we might just, in this year be seeing the first turn from a southern storm track to a northern storm track. So on the east coast of the U.S., whereas typically we might be more concerned about hurricanes in the southern regions, we're going to change our concern to basically hurricanes in the northern regions where giant nor'easters as the climatic changes actually settle in. The snowmelt kind of stuff, that's weather. That's something that's going to affect us. This year it's going to be nasty. There's going to be all kinds of flooding, both inland and from the coast, from the storms we're going to get hit here with through end of January and through February. But over time, it's probably going to be much worse 4 years from now.
When you talk about the global pop, is there anything else that we should put in the fore of our minds to prepare for what's coming?
There's all kinds of stuff, yeah. In terms of the Terra entity, one of the things we've seen over the last few years has been the alteration of the sun and its output no longer being yellow, but is in fact white, which gets us up to the point where we're seeing more and more what are known as actinic or burning rays. So our relationship with the sun is going to change over these next couple of hundred years as we go forward into basically what's going to be an ice age. And then we'll come out of that, and we should be reasonably fine. Over the next 60 years or so, we'll be getting into a progression where the intensity of everything is going to continue to ramp up as we've seen it in the past few years. But in the past, say, 15 years of change, the changes we've seen have been spasmodic. Over the next 15 or 20, they'll be much more regular, much more continuous, and so much more grinding in a sense.
And for what about USA pop? That's
we've got some significant changes there. I mean, we're a large group. It's we're diverse. We've got everything in the data sets from large immigration waves leaving USA or North America regions to hyperinflation to nuclear disasters. All of these kind of things showing up. We had a pretty good clip, as I say, over these next, 10 to 15 years. Real steady over the next four.
You know, as you mentioned hyperinflation, I'm thinking about the cost of parts. I was on the phone with several of our instructors over the last few days, and I'm a farmer, and many of us have enterprises that we're entrepreneurs. And we're seeing the cost of parts going up, and we're seeing the wear of our machinery increasing at an increasing rate. And we also think that we are our lives are being burned faster than ever before. Can you address that when we come back?
Sure, yeah, no problem, yeah.
Okay, Cliff Hyes with us, halfpasthuman.com. And I've got the report right in front of me, the Asymmetric Linguistic Trends Analysis. You can get it too. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Cliff High's with us. Cliff High. And he's starting out as a senior instructor. That happens very, very rarely here at USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with him. And if you'd like to go to his website, halfpasthuman.com. And when I was talking with Cliff last night, I asked him about how to subscribe, if there is a subscription to the service, and there is none. Cliff, please tell us why very quickly.
Just because I don't want to be in a situation of owing anyone for undelivered product, and we're pretty certain that things are going to be disruptive for our ability to continue to deliver our work, because bear in mind that I depend upon a healthy internet, if you will, and so when things get a little bit dodgy here in the future, there will be times I will just be out of work for a while simply because we won't have the ability to get our data sets.
Mm-hmm. And this is exactly the opposite of the Wall Street model, where they'll take your money and promise you things that they cannot deliver anyway. Cliff, we talked about the sun going from yellow to white. Now, my science classes of elementary school taught me that yellow is nowhere near as hot as white. Is that why we feel this burning through our clothing from the sun? Is that what you're talking about?
Correct. In the very first part of the very first run I ever did in my software, which was aimed at my making money off of the stock market, because it was just a good idea, I thought, and I wanted to play with it. I had no idea it would be prescient in general. I was aiming for a product at the time in the 1970s, what was a stock called Sun, S-U-N, for Stanford University Network Computing.
And so I was going to track that. That was my first target. And, you know, universe had me choose that as a target because I got so much data about the sun, the solar, the big giant scary ball in the sky, that I gave up dealing with the stock market stuff and went on to this fascinating journey that has led me to where we are today. And indeed, I came across this stuff called that I called the sun disease as early as 1999. And it has two components, the changes in the sun and then their impact upon humans and our response to it. And so, yes, you're quite correct. You feel different in the sun now than you did as a child if you lived under the yellow sun as I did. If Superman showed up today, he wouldn't have any powers because our sun is white. But we also do have, as you note, the parts wearing out quicker and things changing. It's having a mutagenic effect on plants and animals, just by the way, as we have Monsanto out there cranking away GMO and so on. So it's a confluence of events that are put in the path of humans as a challenge for us to figure out what to do and how to learn and overcome and adapt and get beyond these circumstances. And you're quite correct. Our sun disease is in fact ramping up in our data. It's showing that well into 2025, we're going to have this hot period, if you will, as we get into different changes within the sun. The sun sends out energy in such a fashion, gamma rays and so on, that lots of it not only penetrates your skin, it goes right through you. And then it'll penetrate the skin of the planet. And it gets caught, in my opinion, in the middle of the planet because the center of the planet is a plasma ball and not a nickel iron molten sphere. I think that what we've been told is in most of our science classes is inaccurate at best and an outright lie at worst. In any event, it causes new matter to be created, and this process is harsh. It can be considered that we're living in a much more reactive world at the moment where new materials are being created in the middle of it. It's going to have to expand its crust to accommodate the new materials. We're going to get all kinds of strange effects coming up from below that are directly related to the sun over our head, as well as atmospheric effects. And it's curious that you bring up the issue of the parts wearing out, because the energies that are coming out from the sun are affecting everything, all matter, totally. And we have definitive scientific, if you will, officialdom proof of this, because in 2003, scientists all around the planet in various different formats all announced that they'd discovered, lo and behold, the radioactive decay rate of carbon-14 had altered. I think you may vaguely remember running across articles about radioactive materials decaying at a new rate. If you did, that was basically a sign, a confirmation that the sun had changed because it was putting out energies that are causing these changes in the radioactive decay rates.
And we've announced here at USA Prepares that we have seen an accelerated rate of failure and decay of rubber hoses, hydraulic devices, engines. We've seen an increase in fuel consumption and wear out. So,
yeah, we're bound to get more of it, too. Yeah,
we'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hey, John, Aaron's going to be calling you for hour number two to arrange for a Skype.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Cliff Hyde's with us. Cliff, how do we get your report? Cliff, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just had a momentary glitch.
Okay. How do we get your report?
You can go to halfpasthuman.com, and I keep the latest report at the very top of the very first page. It's and then a link that takes you over to order it. If you want to order any of the last reports going back years, they're all listed on that order page. Plus, I should note that if you go down a little bit on our main page at halfpasthuman.com, look for a thing that says read old articles here. And I've got articles about my process and some of our data and things going back probably 20 plus years. So there's a big, I don't know if you want to call it a treasure trove, but there's a lot of stuff to read if you want to get into it. But before we leave the subject of the sun changes and things, one thing to note for humans in terms of a basic pragmatic sort of a question here that actually goes to many of your advertisers, and that is the idea of how do we respond to this as thinking aware individuals? We become aware the sun is changing, our planet is changing under our feet. What should we do? And I've puzzled this for a number of years, and one of the things I've come across is the idea of harmonization, biomimicry. If it's going on as a natural process, I'm assuming that, well, I need to participate, and I will participate whether I like it or not, because the sun's changing and I can't do a lot about that. But one thing I can do is to harmonize with that process and do those things that would aid me in integrating into what's going on. And so I make a note that 98.5% of the human body is composed of five elements. These same five elements make up 98.5% of the surface of the earth and the atmosphere. And so those changes that are going to affect those elements, I should allow to affect myself. And so I'm a vegetarian, but I'm an ovo-lacto-vegetarian, and so I'm very particular about these kind of things, but I'm making a point of if there's going to be changes to the food body of the planet, then I need to get involved with those changes and not try and stave them off, if you will. So I want to integrate with the process that's ongoing and adapt to it as opposed to try and resist it. Make sense?
It absolutely does, and that is the process that I'm going through right now, and I've talked with a number of our instructors off the air, and I've used the term that, Cliff, I'm a farmer. I raise black Angus cows. I used to have a job back in the 1980s. I haven't had one since. And so I look up and I look down and I see what's going on, and I'm very, very concerned. So concerned that I have said that I am operating at one level below panic. To prepare for what I feel is coming, and what I feel is coming is absolutely in concert with what your research says. So, are you operating at a level that is a very high heightened concern to prepare for the future as well?
A high intensity. I don't like the word panic because it implies you don't have a plan and you're running around.
I agree. That's why I said one level below that.
Yeah, I'm at ready, and I'm actually taking advantage of the period of chaos. The Chinese have a saying, in chaos there is opportunity. That's quite true. We're at a huge shift in not only the global situation of the planet under our feet, but also the world of humanity. And if that world's been dominated by finances for the last 50 years as we've gone into this financialization, and that's all coming unglued. As it comes unglued, we're going to see the greatest wealth transfer that has occurred in probably several hundred generations, probably since the last time that Rome went out and sacked a country to steal their gold. We haven't seen anything that's going to be as close to that as what is yet coming, and a lot of it's going to hit us this year. And so I'm making and dealing with all of those preparations that can be done now, because there will come a point in these next 4 years where many of the things I would wish to do simply will not be available to me due to the collapse of the trade system, all different kinds of things going on, hyperinflation and so on, which we're already seeing in my neighbors to the north here in Canada. They're paying $51 for a gallon of Tide detergent, and then my data is forecasting that might go to several hundred dollars Canadian before the end of this year for such common goods. It's all come to a point where we have to understand the history of everything in terms of what got us here in order to get a grasp of the bigger picture. But in a nutshell, what has occurred is a shadow banking system built on the idea of derivatives has grown up totally unregulated to the point where it now exceeds the real markets. And even those are very much illusionary, with bets in the future on what might or might not happen. But all of the, quote, real markets are exceeded by derivatives by about 6 to 7 times in total volume. So it's truly a case of a dog with an elephant tail that's wagging the whole animal and shaking it in midair. And no matter what we do or what attempts are made to control the real markets, it no longer makes any difference. We've entered a period of time where the derivatives are out of control. They've gone beyond a normal oscillation. The pendulum is swinging so violently it's breaking the clock. And we have to go through this process. And it's occurring in this year. So your listeners are North American brethren here, as well as everybody mostly in the Northern Hemisphere, although it'll strike in Southern Hemisphere as well. But we're going to get hit by hyperinflation that's going to be quite staggering. And it's going to be truly unique because it's going to be global. It's not going to be like the Weimar Republic where you could walk over from Germany into France and not be in a period of hyperinflation, or leave Zimbabwe and go to Nigeria and not be in hyperinflation. This is going to be global. And it's going to be quite devastating. And we're there now. So it's the little tiny gasp of air that is indrawn after the exclamation that we're in that point right now. So the stock market's crashing here or starting their downward turn in the very first part of the year was the big gasp. And now everybody's drawn in their breath a little bit. And it's like, and you're waiting for that next occurrence. And so I'm trying to move in that period of time in that indrawn breath.
Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that the supply chain will be disrupted and those parts that we need, the bearings, the grease, the hoses, the hydraulic fittings, the seals, the things that make our society work that we don't even think about, are you saying that they are going to be harder to get and may not be available?
If they're imported, that's certainly the case. We're going to go through a transition period where our natural native tendency towards invention and replacement will rise to the fore, but there's going to be a number of years where indeed we'll be running low on supplies. Basically, what's going to happen to the planet happened to Cuba when the Russian Empire, when the Soviet Empire collapsed and Russia became Russia. At that time, Cuba was totally cut off and 80% of its money disappeared almost overnight. And so these people, because they were isolated, they were a perfect experiment for what the whole world's going to go through at some degree. Mm-hmm. And they had to invent and reuse and repurpose and reinvent so many times that they became absolute experts at it. And you'll note that they did things that made a lot of sense. They converted all of their cities into farms, basically growing food everywhere they could because they could no longer afford food imports. And they, as in that process, they've become one of the greenest places on the planet relative to things like, you know, the city heat maps and so on. So they did things out of necessity that turned out to have really good long-term benefit. Many of these things are coming to us too, but we've got to get through the suffering part first.
One of our instructors traveled to Cuba, and she was saying that that families were raising pigs in the bathtubs, for food, literally.
Yes.
And I know that people used pipes. They made piston rings out of pipes, homemade piston rings for the 1940s models cars to keep them running, because no new cars were coming to Cuba. You're absolutely right. Okay, so hyperinflation is going to be something we're very concerned with. Does that mean that if we need it, we ought to get it right now?
If it can be stored, that's my personal opinion. I don't want to cause anybody to, you know, get into a state of panic about things, but we are indeed in a period where our data is showing that imports are going to fall off due to what's going to happen to the dollar in March and April. Now, I had originally thought last year that the forecast was looking at a big stock market crash in the U.S. in March and April, and we may indeed have that. But the recent data sets are pointing more to it being a real problem with the USA dollar taking a giant move in March and April from its current highs way down and causing all kinds of disruptions. And we're already at a point where the shipping across the planet is breaking down and trade is breaking down anyway, and we all live in a just-in-time supply system that was devised by this guy by the name of Peter Drucker in the 60s. And it makes sense in a totally functioning world, but in a world that is has high risk, it does not, because you don't have local warehousing the way we used to in my youth. where we'd have maybe 15 or 20 days worth of supplies for a city in that city itself, as opposed to on trucks, you know, bound to it. And so that just-in-time supply system distribution channel is all going to break down. We're all going to have to live through all kinds of shortages of those sorts of things that are delivered, especially via imports. Now, the good news about this is that we're not going to stop. We're not going to just be still. People are going to, you know, especially if they lose their job and they're in this mass layoff and there's needs, you will see people turn in the U.S. back to an inventive and, well, we're going to have a renaissance. It's been in my data for a number of years. There's going to be an inventive renaissance here in the U.S. like nothing we've ever seen in before, and it's going to be part of one that goes around the whole world and is multiplying off of each other. So it's going to be something like we've never experienced before. Sort of the reverse of this negative hard time is going to be a growing period, but it'll be in the midst of all of the suffering and directly as a result of it. So we will be inventive. We'll come back. You know, farmers are going to actually rise well up in esteem because of what's going to happen as a result of the need for local produce. And in many senses, our society is about to do a flip in terms of who's on top. And we'll see people like in the financial empires and stuff back, end up back down on the bottom the way they were in the 1940s and 50s. And it's going to be a rather horrific time for a lot of people that are currently part of the power system. And that power system can be expected to try and do anything it can to survive. And that's where we're at right now.
Cliff Hines with us, halfpasthuman.com. And Cliff, what does your report cost?
$15 U.S. Or I also take
$15. Yeah, $15 U.S. If you'd like to get a copy, the same one I have, and you can get future copies as well, $15. Halfpasthuman.com. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-1563. That's 1-800-680-1563. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-1563. That's 1-800-680-1563.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Keep
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Cliff Eyes with us, and his website, halfpasthuman.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this report, it's right there. And future reports as available, same location, halfpasthuman.com. Cliff, a couple quick things I'd like to talk about, but one is the nuclear disasters, if you have any more information on hyperinflation. But Joey from Michigan had a question, and his question was one that I'm sure many people would like to ask. Where should we go? Is there one location that's better than another? Is Michigan better than Missouri? Or is Missouri better than Michigan? Or California? Or the East Coast? Or in the mountains? Or where? Do you have a thought?
I get that question a lot. It's very difficult to answer because it comes down to personal fate. Your personal fate in Denver might be very bad, but your personal fate in Michigan, which might suffer some kind of catastrophe in general, might be very good. In my way of thinking, universe places us where we can learn the most and do the most good to help people. So frequently I tell people that are afraid to travel or whatever but have to go or wish to relocate that universe is going to take care of putting you where it thinks you need to be. And so my advice is really, I think, presumptuous and really not necessarily beneficial to anyone. Plus, if I say, well, it looks like so-and-so place is going to do really well, you know, someplace in Oregon or Montana or something, then maybe lots of people will move there and change the nature of things. One thing I've learned in the 20-plus years of dealing with future forecasting is that universe will have its surprises. And the more we are fixated on a particular kind of an outcome, the more that outcome will not happen. So I just... Okay. have a tendency to say, sorry, I can't answer that in a meaningful fashion for an individual.
Okay. Quick question. And are we the remnant, those who are listening and preparing and researching and studying and planning and acting on those items of research and planning? Are we the remnant, in your opinion?
No, we're the leaders. The way humanity works is that about 75% of humanity just basically is out for, you know, they don't understand why they're here. They're not really paying that much attention. And you went to school with these guys. Unfortunately, yeah, for them, they have to react to the planet the way the rest of us do. And no, we're the those people that are preparing and so on. We're the ones that are leading us all into the next turning of the planet, into what's coming. This shift in we're coming through a primary shift that's going to hit us in so many different ways that 15 years from now, you will think the conditions you're living under then, if you look back, you'll think those were two separate planets, two separate experiences in two separate lives. It's going to be that different. And we're going to be out there leading, even us old guys, you know, as long as you've got the wherewithal mentally, you'll be the one blazing the trail.
Nuclear disasters. You'd mentioned that. I'd like to come back to that before we run out of time, and we only have a couple minutes.
Yeah, they're we're really set up for them. Okay, we went through a period in the 40s and the 50s where we in early 60s where we went crazy building nuclear reactors all around the planet under a certain assumption that was not valid, and now we're going to have to deal with those because we never planned how to deal with decommissioning them and so on. Plus, we had not anticipated the expansion of the planet that's going to do some rather odd things, like make rivers move to new courses. So you might suddenly find yourself in Missouri, receiving the output of a river from Tennessee if things shift badly enough. And while that might be good for you watering your crops, it's not going to be too good for the nuclear power plants that used to depend on that river for their cooling water. So our data for a long time has held that in the southeast, we're going to see a river change course such that multiple nuclear power plants are affected, and it'll cause some level of migration away from that area. Now, new hints in our long-term data that'll probably be in this next report or the one after it are going to the idea that recent changes in scientific understanding may be leading us over these next 10 years to a way to deal with nuclear radiation.
What a fast hour.
It went. It disappeared. Yes.
Cliff High, I really want to thank you for being with us today, and as your schedule permits, I know that you are really, really busy in the coming months, but we look forward to seeing you again and again. I hope that you take this information seriously and begin your own research and study what you've learned and prepare for your survival. Cliff High, thanks so much. HalfPastHuman.com. HalfPastHuman.com. Thank you again, Cliff.
Thank you very much, Vincent.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.